Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dan Brunoff told us we'd see the sun, and sure enough, we warm into the mid-50s this afternoon. Here's the update on your top local stories. Haltom City Police looking for a man they say pistol-whipped a clerk and then robbed the store. KRLD's Bailey Friday has that.
Haltom City Police are looking for someone who robbed Dollar General at gunpoint last week. Police say the store clerk was cooperating with the robber when suddenly he pistol-whipped him across the face.
As he opened the cash register, the suspect struck him in the head with the butt end of the pistol, causing a laceration.
Matt Spillane with Haltom City Police says the robber fled the scene before cops arrived. The clerk was taken to the hospital. He is fine. Now police say they think the robber is connected to a string of other robberies around the area. Spillane says Haltom City Police are working closely with officers in Grand Prairie and Fort Worth, and they think they're close to finding the suspect. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police cut the ribbon on a $7 million project they hope will cut crime. KRLD's Alan Skaya is at Dallas Executive Airport.
Chris, Dallas police say their helicopter unit responds to 700 calls every month. About 4 years ago, they started work on a project to give them a new hangar here at Dallas Executive Airport. They cut the ribbon here this morning. The pilots here say the old facility was too small and too dark for them to take care of the helicopters. Police Chief Renee Hall says the larger hangar will give pilots peace of mind.
They are vital to what we do, and knowing that crime is at the top of our list, having a support system as well as a safe place to house our aircraft units, that's amazing.
She says her plan to cut crime by 5% is based on data, and that number of calls every month shows that a project like this can help use technology to reduce crime. She says helicopters, you can use tools like thermal imaging cameras to try to, they can fly at a higher altitude to help at things like chases or a child abduction. Dallas police, they have two helicopters now. Hall says she would like to add two more helicopters to the fleet because now they've got the room. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
FEMA says it's confirmed almost $33 million in damage to public infrastructure in Texas from the October tornadoes, and the mayor of Dallas has met with FEMA's administrator to talk about recovery. Eric Johnson is in Washington for a meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. He says FEMA has worked diligently with the city and the Dallas School District to make their case for federal help. Governor Abbott asked for a presidential disaster declaration last week. The Insurance Council of Texas says the total damage could top $2 billion. Fire ripped through a restaurant in Fort Worth this morning, and dozens of firefighters responded to keep it from spreading. That fire started just before 5 a.m. at the Spring Creek Barbecue near Camp Bowie West and Las Vegas Trail. Fort Worth Fire's Mike Drivdahl says crews called a second alarm to make sure the fire didn't damage other nearby businesses.
This is kind of in the corner of an L-shaped shopping center. So when we arrived, there was always the possibility that it had gotten into the attic and started spreading to some of the other units.
That fire was contained to the kitchen of that Spring Creek location. No word yet on the cause. No one was injured. Children's Medical Center of Plano will be getting a big upgrade. The hospital planning a three-year expansion that will include a new seven-story tower at the Plano campus near 121 and the Dallas North Tollway. The expansion will triple the number of beds at the campus to 240. Children's says several specialties will operate from the tower, including orthopedics, cardiology, neurology, and oncology. The hospital will also expand its emergency room and parking Construction on the tower is set to be complete by 2023. Gasoline prices down 6 cents this week in North Texas, and after oil dipped below $55 a barrel today, that trend is expected to continue.
Oil prices make up about 60% what you pay at the pump, and so certainly if oil prices are falling, the trends are likely going to be downward for gas prices as long as supply and demand continue on the same trend as well.
Daniel Armbruster at AAA Texas says the local average for regular unleaded now $2.20 a gallon. One North Texas city gearing up to cheer on one of their own, playing next weekend in Super Bowl 54. Armani Watts graduated from North Forney High School in 2014. Back then, his teachers say he was a good-natured, sports-loving senior with a competitive head on his shoulders. Now he's a pro football player headed to the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Curtis was Watts' basketball coach at North Forney. He says the now 23-year-old always dreamed of playing in the big game.
That was always one of his goals or dreams, but he didn't really like make himself the star of the show intentionally. He let his actions speak louder than his words.
Watts played for Texas A&M for 4 years before getting drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs in 2018. The team hasn't played in the Super Bowl in 50 years. Curtis says several watch parties are being put together to celebrate. They cannot wait to watch number 23 on the biggest stage in football. The impeachment hearings continue with opening arguments this afternoon. Get your updates on air on News Radio 1080 and catch the coverage streaming live at KRLD.com and on the radio.com app. And one more reminder, you have more chances to win $1,000 right through the 4 p.m. hour today. Keep listening to KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.